It's another great week of What Do You Know with Joe. It's another great week of What Do You Know with Joe. Let's get to that intro.
Sit down and chop it up. Let's talk about it.
Well, let's ask the right question.
Who's convinced?
We're starting to see the mind right stuff now.
It's What Do You Know with Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of What Do You Know with Joe. As always, we've got Baxi, we've got Winnie. Lindsay's officially on summer break. Whoop whoop. She's on a vacation. That's awesome. She should be enjoying it. That's great. And everyone's doing well. I honestly can't imagine, you know, a better start to the podcast. So I hope you've listened to the first two episodes. They've been great. Bangers. Really encourage everyone to go listen to the JD and Kai and Ruffin episode. This week, another banger. We've got Dean Ricken, Anthony Cafiro, and Breck Fox joining me. Anthony Cafiro is my brother, making his first podcast appearance. Whoop whoop. Dean Ricken is a friend of mine from ECU in our Delta Sig days. Whoop whoop. First podcast appearance. And then we've got Breck Fox, who is making his first podcast appearance. Well, first podcast appearance on my podcast. For those of you who don't know, Breck Fox is already a little podcast famous. If you've listened to part of my take, the Barstool Sports podcast with Big Cat, Dan Katz, and PFT Commoner, and basically they do like a Cash App giveaway. They do, you know, one of those. And they gave away some free money to Breck, and they mentioned him on there. So Breck's been on a podcast, mentioned on a podcast before. But please stick around. It's a great episode. I think everyone's going to enjoy our topics. Everyone's going to enjoy our conversation. So I encourage everyone to, you know, really listen, and, you know, it's a great episode. There's no post-pod talk, so we'll go ahead and, you know, feel free to join in at next week. It's another great episode. We will have post-pod talk next week, so that's good. But not going to give away who it is. It's another great episode. I'm really excited. But not gonna get in the way of this episode anymore. We had a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoy. Let's jump right in.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of What Do You Know with Joe. I have some great guests with me, and we're going to probably talk about some of the best topics you've heard. But with me, I have Dean Ricken, Breck Fox, and Anthony Cafiro. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Let's get her going.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Hope everyone had a great day. Hope everyone had a great weekend. A lot going on this weekend. A lot of golf. A lot of coming off the Live Golf. We got the Sam and Dean. We won't talk about it too much just because the Rags just lost. But, you know, the Stanley Cup Finals are now set. So a lot going on. And before we jump into our topics, any sports or topics you guys want to talk about before we get started, or we want to just jump right into it?
I'm ready to go.
Anything from the RBC you saw, anything at all? Any bets? We're also big fans of bettors on the podcast. I personally haven't made any bets in a while, but, you know, I know
I'm in a little hiatus right now. I'm just itching for football season to start, to be honest.
Oh, just getting that itch, getting that scratch. I feel you. Well, with that, as I mentioned, the Stanley Cup Finals are set, and we've got the Lightning first, the Lynch, the Colorado Avalanche. Real quick, because I really want to get into our other topics, because I feel as though that's going to be really funny. But I know we've got a lot of hockey fans here. We've got a Rangers and Islanders. We've got a Canes and a Capitals fan. So, you know, we got a lot. Who do you guys think, real quick, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup? And maybe who do you think with that from your team's going to get the MVP trophy? Go. And we'll start with Dean going north.
All right, guys. So, I mean, I just saw a lot of this team in the Tampa Bay Lightning. They just seem like they're so resilient. They lost Brayden Point. They got a goalie that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. They just seem to have a response for anything that comes their way. I think they're going to be the team to come out of this. They got one of the best coaches in the game. They just kind of know who they are. They have this championship DNA already. They've been there, done that. I just can't see them losing. And on the other side, I look at a team like Colorado. They think it's their time, but I don't really fully trust in this goalie, Darcy Kemper. I mean, I feel like he hasn't really been tested. They're going to be going up some up against some top guns like Stamkos, Kucherov, you know, blast from the point from Hedman. I don't know if they could come out of this thing.
I was going to say, you hit on the championship kind of mentality they already have. So you think it's going to be the Lightning. Do you think it's going to be a no-brainer on who would probably take, you know, is it going to be the goalkeeper who's going to take away the MVP, or who do you think is going to have a, based off of what you saw in the against the Rangers, who do you think is going to have a standout Stanley Cup?
Well, Stamkos seems like he's really clicking right now. Who knows? I mean, Braden Point can come back. I don't think he's necessarily going to win the MVP, but I mean, I look at a guy like Vasilevsky that could just steal anything when their backs are against the wall. If it's an elimination game, anything like that, he's there to play. I mean, he's ready for these moments. This guy's going to go to the Hall of Fame, no problem.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dean. And I'm going to go over to Ant next. And Brack, don't worry, I'll make it up to you later on and with one of the drafts. But Ant, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup? And give us a little bit of background.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to go against the Lightning. I mean, like Dean said, I mean, a team that's been there for what seems like an eternity. I mean, winning back to back, but like they just have a lot of depth. The guys just filling in positions. Like you said, a pretty qualified head coach as well. But I don't know. I think this might be. I mean, the Avalanche have always had those high hopes. Everyone has always tried to pick them coming out of the West, but also, you know, they've shown throughout the regular season, years and years, that they can finally do something. I think this is their chance to, you know, answer those calls. Mm-hmm. It's gonna go six, or I don't want to say seven, but you know, five, six, or seven games, you could say. But mm-hmm. You have two high-powered offenses, some pretty skilled defensemen. I don't know. It's gonna be entertaining no matter what. You can kind of, I mean, I just compare it to the NBA Finals right now. You have the Warriors, which are like the Lightning. You know, veterans that have been there for a very, very long time. And then you have the Celtics, are similar to the Avalanche, young players. You have a Tatum who is just, you know, putting the team on his back. And, you know, I just think that you're kind of seeing similarities with both of those series that are pretty entertaining already. But as an Islanders fan, I can't pick the Lightning. It was tough to see them lose, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I still respect the Lightning. So if I want the Avalanche, but it's going to be tough to pick against the Lightning for sure. I mean, like Dean said, you just have guys that been there, done that. I mean, I think adding Corey Perry was a huge veteran of presence. I mean, you have Hedman, obviously Stamkos, but I think Palat has always been there, kind of that unsung hero. Losing Yanni Gourde was huge. But I think they definitely, if you want to, for lack of a better word, replaced him with some pretty good players. So it's definitely going to be a very entertaining series for sure. Yeah.
And before you jump into your MVP, Dean, Ant, you mentioned it, but I want to give Dean the opportunity because I heard, how many games real quick do you think the series is going to go?
I'm going to go with five or six. More. I think the other thing about this Lightning team is that they've faced adversity in this playoffs. They've had some series go the distance. They've really been tested. Whereas we've seen Colorado just steamroll some people. You know, the pressure really hasn't been on. And you could say that's one of their greatest strengths, right? They're steamrolling teams. They're positioned pretty well. But at the same time, you know, we got to have some of those high-pressure games, right? Mm.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is probably the first time in, well, obviously the last 2 years that the Lightning haven't really had an easy path, if you want to call it.
Sure.
You know, every good team needs their hiccup, and if you want to call the Rangers series a hiccup, but they clearly shown that they can clearly just take over whenever they really want to. So,
who do you think is going to be the MVP?
If I'm going with the Avalanche, I mean, yeah, I mean, McKinnon is filthy. But I think Cal Maker is an underrated. I mean, he's up and coming. Obviously, he's very, very skilled defenseman. It's tough as a defenseman to win MVP. I understand that. But
anybody's gonna do it, it's him, though.
Sorry.
If anybody's gonna win MVP as a defenseman, it's got to be Makar.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, what if you net's like 6 goals?
I mean, you never know. But yeah, I mean, I would at Stamkos. I think would probably win it on the Lightning side. Like Dean said, yeah, he's kind of just found his own right now, and
okay, all right, Breck, round us out. Let me hear. Who do you think's gonna win Stanley Cup? And give us a little background.
I mean, how can you bet against the Lightning right now? I mean, they faced the Rangers last series, looking like the hottest team in hockey, other than the Avalanche, of course, and then the Lightning just turn on the gas and Bazzi allows 5 goals in 4 games, and touching more on Bazzi, in elimination games for the past 2 or 3 years, he's in 200 shots, he's only allowed 1 goal, which is absolutely absurd. He's not from this planet. And the Avalanche have never really seen a goaltender like this, at least in this playoffs yet. Like we know the Avalanche have scored, but they've never seen somebody like, they've never gone against somebody like Bazzi. So I just got to pick the team that's been there, done that. They're resilient, like Dean said. They know when to turn it on. Anytime their backs are against the wall, they don't back down. They push forward. And as we've seen the past 2 years, they have not lost a playoff series yet. And I think about 4 of those series, they've been down at least 2 games at one point. So how can you just bet against them? They got the best goaltender in the world. I know the Avalanche can score like nobody else can, but I just don't see it happening. I do think the Avalanche are going to win one in the first 2 games and maybe even squeak one out in Tampa. But I don't even see the series going 7.
Okay. So you think around like 5 or 6 as well?
I got Lightning. If I was a betting man on it, I'm not touching
which you are.
Any bets on it, but taking a little break. But, I would bet Lightning in 6.
If you were to just throw 5 on it, how much who would you throw? You would say
I would put in Lightning 6. In 6 and Bazzi as an MVP.
Okay.
I got 5 on.
Okay. All righty. Well, okay, I appreciate the boys doing a little run around with that. I'm not gonna really partake in this one just because I haven't honestly watched a lot of hockey. I've been really focusing my energy towards the college baseball, big ECU baseball, which we all are. I know most, there half of us at least are big ECU baseball fans in this chat. I've been following that, but at the same time, I know a lot of listeners follow hockey, so I appreciate that insight. And when this airs, I'm pretty sure, you know, hopefully the NHL, depending on how the playoff series go, the Stanley Cup series goes, all like let's say it's 3-0, I'm gonna post it so this way at least we can hear it. so this way it's like, hey, we did make picks on this, but or it could be funnier. Let's say, you know, let's say it's just completely, you know, we can see how it folds and then I'll post this and be like, you guys can hear what kind of takes we were putting out there. And one of you could just have been like spot on and be like, wow, he's a fucking genius. But
just all freezing cold takes.
Right? Does anybody know?
Just delete the actually. We're not going to be able to air that episode just because the facts are just wrong.
Does anybody know if a team has ever three-peated before? Maybe the Red Wings did it, but I don't remember.
The Islanders in the 80s.
Islanders won 4 in a row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Give me one player from that team, man.
Well, RIP to few of them.
Can you just give me one?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't mean to put you on.
Where do you want to begin?
Just give me one player. Just one.
Just one player. Sorry.
I know his name. Wait,
Dennis Poppin. I mean, yeah. Sorry. Mike Bossy.
Didn't Bossy just pass away?
No. Clark Gillies just passed away.
That's who it was.
Yeah,
that's who it was. Our uncles are also really big.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, Butch Gorin. I mean, it's just, yeah. It is
okay. All right. So you passed. You gave me a
point. No, but as far as three-peats, that's a good question.
I think is it just the Islanders?
I know the Red Wings.
I was going to say the Red Wings.
Yeah. I think.
What about the Penguins?
They've won a lot.
I think they won three in the last
3 and 5 seasons or something like that.
Okay, here we go. Three-peat in
think
I'm sure the Canadians did it.
I got a list here.
Okay, yeah, so the 82 Islanders. So oh, yeah, 78 Canadians, 82 Islanders. Who else? Oh, the 64 Maple Leafs.
47 of 49 Maple Leafs.
The 58 Canadians.
I was going to say, so just Canadian teams.
Correct, correct. If you were above the border, you're in a
original six line. So there's only three teams.
Yeah, that this Tampa team is just built for the playoffs. I really think they can do it. And if they get Braden Point back, that man just knows how to play when it matters most. Like, he'll have a 10-15 game stretch where he'll score only 1 or 2 points in those 10-15 games. Then he'll score 10 points in 5 games. Like, he's insane. And if they can get him back, that'll be a huge boost for the Lightning. But they might not even.
We'll be watching close for sure. I mean, there's a lot of good sports on right now. And no, everyone loves watching the Stanley Cup Finals. So with that segue, a very fun time now. I think everyone here in this group watches a lot of movies and television shows. And with that, specifically with that, funny movies. So I want to go ahead and do a couple drafts. And we're going to go ahead and start with our top three favorite comedy movies. So, Breck, I said I was going to owe you. You're going to draft first.
No pressure, right?
No pressure, but you do get first choice. So all the options are yours, and you'll get back-to-back picks. And you're going to go second. I'll go third. Dean, you'll go fourth, and then you'll get back-to-back picks after that, and then we'll switch it up for the TV shows. But, again, you can give two honorable mentions and then your top three, so five overall picks. Rules of the draft. If someone takes your pick, gotta pick another movie. But lucky for us, there's a lot of good, funny movies out there. Very excited to hear everyone's pick. Feel free to explain your pick. I'm sure the people out there would love to hear it, especially for those who maybe even haven't either heard of this of a movie or were like, I didn't know if I want to watch that, but heard everyone's great reviews and are like, you know what, I'm gonna pull the trigger. So, with that first round, I would like to announce that Breck Fox is on the clock. Breck, round one. Right.
With the first pick, I'm not necessarily going to go with my favorite funny movie, but I feel like if I don't pick this, it's going to somebody else will.
Wait, so sorry, not to interrupt. You are allowed to, within reason, be respectful, but you're allowed to question people's picks. You're allowed to ask why, and you're allowed to also ask them to provide detail. But within reason, be respectful. So go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. As I said, this isn't my favorite funny movie, but I feel like if I don't pick it now, it's not going to be on the board. So nonetheless, I'm going to go with Anchorman for the first pick.
Okay.
I think it's one of the
okay.
most quotable movies of all time. You know, that is good. Later quickly. Like, that's one of the most used memes out there. Brick Danger is one of my favorite characters. I don't know if that's his last. Is that his full name in this movie?
I think it's Brick Hamlin.
Oh, Brick Hamlin. Yeah. And, yeah, so I'm just going to go with that.
That's a good pick.
A great, great group of characters. You know, when Anchorman 2 came out, everybody went back and watched Anchorman 1 and forgot how damn hilarious that movie is. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really good concept. I love the battle scenes where they have all those cameos come in and they fight to the death and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a grade A movie to me. So I'm going to go with that for my first pick.
Great pick. I will say the reason my dog's name is Baxter is because of that movie. So I understand why you picked that. And Dean, I appreciate you putting the pick in the messages. If you want to continue to do that, you can. I can take over if you want, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Ant, pick two. You're up.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, there's so many that come to mind. But I think I might be going on the same mindset as Breck, but it's hard to not pick Animal House.
Good
lot. Yeah, kind of the same thing, you know, very, very quotable lines. I mean, John Belushi, RIP, but yeah, I mean, you saw, National Lampoon has made so many other great movies, but just I think everyone pretty much had that poster of him drinking that whiskey with the college sweater on. Yeah, I mean, it's just there's so many different things, many different scenes, yeah, that are very, very underrated or not appreciated, for sure.
Uh-huh. I had that friend in my college apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So
there you go. Well, good pick. Good pick. Wow. Okay. Wow. So see, you got, and with that pick, and you have me, I don't think anyone would steal this one. So that's why I'm going to save it for a later round, but I have something I think in that era of years of comedy. But I'm going to go with a different pick. My first overall pick. It's just that my go-to movie that like I can always laugh at, you know, okay, you guys always have that film. You're like, this is going to make me laugh no matter what. Like I can, and you know what? I'm going to use it as my first overall pick. Cause I used to watch it a lot, but it's honestly one of my favorite. It's Caddyshack. I think it's just, you know, again, so funny. Rodney Dangerfield, RIP. You know, I don't think a lot, especially in today's day and age, I don't know that a lot of people, know a lot about his comedy, but great film. Very, very quotable. Like I said, I can put it on and it's just, you know, it's just one of my favorites. And I was going to save it, but, you know, I don't want anyone else to steal it. But yeah, that's going to be my first round pick.
That was one of my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's so good. You just put it on Instant Geek Fest. So with that, Dean, we'll hand it over to you.
Well, I think when we look at these movies, you think about something like quotability.
Right.
And there are some of those movies, and I'd actually put Anchorman in one of those classes where it's like every single scene of the movie, it's just got a quote that's stuck in your brain forever. And that's just like, it's a good aspect of a movie, but sometimes you, like, it could really beat to death a movie to the point where, you know, like an Anchorman starts to go sour on me just because it's like, there are too many quotes out there. But there's one movie that stands the test of time for me with quotes, and that's got to be Superbad. I mean, there are those quotes in that movie where no matter how much I say them, it's like, it's not beat to death. You've heard me saying it. Every little scene of that movie, just for years and years, I'm still ripping that movie just as hard as I always was.
This is on the pavement, fellas.
Fastest kid alive. Fastest kid alive.
Yeah. Great, but like I said, we could probably keep going down there. But yeah. Agreed. I'm not going to say it because it could be someone's take, but I agree with what you said that if it's too quotable or like too much quote, it can saturate it and almost ruin it. And it's done that. Movies have been ruined for me because of that. So I see what you're saying. So good pick. You're back to back, my friend. You're up again.
It's me?
Yeah, back to you.
Well, in the spirit of that last movie, I'm just going to go right to Pineapple Express. These are just two movies that I rip through regularly. It doesn't matter, you know, if a week's gone by or if months and months have gone by, I never lose my taste for these movies.
Yeah.
You know, you got your Jonah Hills, you got your Seth Rogans, you got your Danny McBrides. Those are my group of guys. And I just, I'm ride or die with them in my comedies.
I love that scene where they go in the house and they're looking for Seth, and like they got the family has the platter laid out, and he sticks his hand in the macaroni. He's like, "Oh, it's still warm, yeah."
It's still warm. I love
how Fred Robinson's so funny.
Right before he goes into the house, you like hear him shoot the gun. He's like, "What was that?" He's like, "That was a gunshot." And they just start like dancing up to the door, and it's the funniest fucking most. That's one of those movies too, like. I can always go back and watch and be like, that was an underrated scene. That's actually like the funniest. And then I'll watch it again. I'll be like, shit, that's actually the funniest.
I love when he's on the phone with the Koreans and he like snaps and goes off on him. The lady cop's like, what have you done? He just like starts screaming.
great pick, Dean. Great pick. And so that's a tough follow-up. So my next pick, I'm going to have like a Jonah Hill type pick, but I'm saving for my third pick because I don't think it's going to get taken between Breck and Ant. I'm that confident. But my next pick, I definitely want to make sure I take because it's probably the first movie of that group that I think everyone saw that A, was hysterical. B, like you said, quotability, not overly saturated with quotes, or even the ones that are, I can find other ones that are funny. It's good. What are we in the second round? My second round pick is going to be Hot Rod. It's just so funny. Every,
another one of my honorable.
Every, I can just right, it, you can just put it on any time, and any scene's just great. So that's going to be my second round pick. I'm going to throw it over to you, Ant.
Yeah. Hot Rod. All right. All right. Yeah.
Can't say enough about The Lonely Island.
Yeah, this is I'll go with Tommy Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it might be a little bit of a reach, but to me it's one of those movies where you can put on in the background, or if you haven't seen it in a while and you just realize how funny Chris Farley was.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
Yeah. You know, fat guy in a little coat. I mean, yeah, yeah, his demeanor is just hilarious.
And the whole door scene with the gas station is also really funny.
Yeah.
Pump clothes. Gotta go to the next one.
Oh, yeah, like him explaining his tire, his brake pads versus the competitor's brake pads. And
Dan Aykroyd. Star-studded group, that SNL group.
Yeah, very, very young David Spade. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Breck. Shouts out to Rob Lowe, too.
Because a show is put on by many people, not just the faces that you know and love.
Oh, this is on the pod, dude. That's gonna be on that. I love it.
I thought that was me for a second.
I don't even know what that was. It's definitely when, like, dude, that's a geek.
I'm like,
it's still going on. That's the thing.
I acted out of it. It was like some award show. Must have been whatever was on the ECU channel when it's
true. Oh man, that was good. I hope that's gonna be fun. We'll add it on the pod. That's good stuff. Hey Breck, back to you. Sorry about that.
So I got back-to-back picks, right?
Correct.
Okay. So my palms are sweating. I didn't know somebody was gonna pick this. This is probably my favorite funny movie of all time. It might be, in my opinion, the funniest movie ever made. I'm going to piggyback off The Lonely Island. I'm going to go with Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. that movie's peak comedy. Like, there's not a single scene in that movie that drags, from the beginning where it shows them as a little band, you know, like blowing up and stuff. And then obviously he becomes like a Justin Bieber-esque kind of guy, one of the most famous pop stars in the world, one of the best albums ever. And then his debut album is the most anticipated album of the decade, and it absolutely flops, and he just doesn't know how to take it. That movie has never-ending cameo after cameo after cameo, and it has some of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. In my opinion, it just doesn't get better than that. Like, I can turn that movie on probably once a month and still laugh as much as I did the first time I saw it.
So, Breck, remember when I said I wasn't worried about Ant or Breck stealing any of my movies? Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, that was the one. It's a great fucking film. The part where they do the whole electronics and the appliances is the best. I'm not gonna quote that. But just like, so many cameos, so many good people.
And when he was trying to change clothes on stage, and I can't remember the black rapper's name that joined
Hunter the Hungry.
He like messes up his wardrobe, and he's just on stage naked, and he's like,
"Dog, where the fuck was like, your dick?
Yeah, where was your dick?" He's like, "I promise I have a dick." He was like, "Yeah, but where was it though?"
That's a great conundrum.
he was like, "I don't know. I didn't do that. Maybe I did, but maybe I didn't.
It was only up for 10 seconds.
It was genius.
I think he played that movie every day, Joe.
Every day during summer break, I think you had that on at some point during the day.
So we did a similar topic with Kai and JD, and I told that to Kai. I was like, dude, I played this all the time during school. And he was like, I don't know what movie you're talking about. I'm like, that's bullshit. You're just saying that crap. I played it so much. But no, that's such a great choice.
When he's talking about his turtle, I can't remember his name, but he's like the little brother I never had of. I had a mute brother that was hella scaly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He had soggy bone syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
For my last pick, I'm going to go with – this might be a little shock to y'all, but it's just one of my favorite funny movies. I'm going to go with Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
If y'all – I'm assuming y'all have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it the first time when I was probably like 16, 17. Found it kind of funny. Watched it again about 2 years ago, and I don't think I've ever laughed harder during a movie. it's just,
you got appreciation for it.
Yeah, something about those two actors. I can't remember. Simon Pegg, I think, is one of the names.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I can't remember the other guy's name, but those movies they make, Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, At World's End, they're all just mm-hmm. great. But Shaun of the Dead's easily my favorite. Just the concept of a funny zombie movie, like, we've never seen that before, and they executed it perfectly. And I love how, like, the zombies keep their, like, you know, their personality even after they, like, die. Like, the grandpa is dying in the car, and, like, he looks like he's going after somebody, but he's just trying to turn the music down because it's too loud. Like, that scene gets me every time.
I think Nick Frost is his the other
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to round it out with that.
Okay. We'll come back to you for honorable mentions, but good pick. Yeah. Good round up.
This is a tough one. I'm gonna use my other choice as Albert mentioned, unless someone picks it. But Dumb and Dumber is definitely my third. It's so stupid, but it's Jim Carrey is
all over.
Hilarious. I mean, when you talk about quotable lines, and I mean, I think this might be that arguable one where it's get quoted so many times. From beginning to end, but like, I mean, just every scene you can just remember it. I mean, you just remember it all just from quoting it. Yeah. So
great. Yeah. Okay. Good pick. Wow. Good choice. Definitely. Yeah. You guys are, I can see why I hang out with all of you, because these are all great films that I would watch. So my last pick, and I don't want to make the wrong choice here. Because I've already mentioned an older film, and like you said, with like the Chris Farley group, I think like that group of like SNL, like up personal opinion, up until right when like Sudeikis and those guys left. After they left, it kind of went down to shit. But like SNL groups being like good, you know, making the jump to movies. I'm gonna say Old School is my last pick. Mm-hmm. Quotable, not over quotable, and I think every time I watch it, I underestimate the line that's going to get me like to crack up. Like, I think I just watched it a couple days ago, and the part where like they're talking about breaking in his new house, and like Will Ferrell follows him with the stick. He's like, "Yeah, Mitch, break it in." He's like smacking him on the ass. So I start cracking the fuck up. So that's going to be my last pick.
That was going to be my third one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a good, you know, it's so funny. Anything you put on, even like to the very last scene where they're in the shop and like the grocery store, and he finds Mitch's ex-girlfriend, and she's like, "All right, we'll catch up." And he's like, "Yes, I'm like, what the fuck?" But yeah, that's going to round it out for me. Dino.
So this is what my last pick. And so then
another last pick. And then if you want to give both honorable mentions, more than welcome to.
All right. I think I need to kind of jump backwards to an older one. I'm going to have to go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Damn it, that was gonna be my honorable mention.
So yeah. For me, like when I was growing up, I had like two VHS tapes that me and my sister just like ripped through, and this was one of them. And you know, when you rip through it enough, like everything is just so quotable in that movie. You also have a movie that kind of bridges a couple different generations. It was in the late 80s, so that movie has some reach with the people that enjoy it. Just really quotable. I know I quoted with you a lot, Calf and Flynn as well, when we're playing Xbox. So that's just a rock for me. And my honorable mention. Mm-hmm. I do an honorable mention, right?
Yep.
So this is one of those movies where at one point it was probably my favorite movie, but I just beat it to death with all the quotes. I gotta go Step Brothers here. We would be doing a great disservice to comedies if we didn't let this movie sneak in.
I get that. No, it is one of those that like I just had it on the other like earlier today. It was on. I kept it on. I think it's just like some, and again, it's because you can use it in so many things. Like I can't tell you how many times throughout the day, like even if I'm working and like I don't understand, I'd be like, "What the fucking fuck, Dale?" Like I don't understand. Like I don't understand.
I love John C. Reilly when he's at the dinner table and he's like, "I think I'm gonna throw up."
The first dinner they all have together too, where he's like sweating all the ketchup out and he's like, "I like it."
Last time you made that joke, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Yeah. And then he starts crying.
Baseball team. You go Little League, Fantasy League. What's
that deal?
Yeah. And that's the other thing.
Star and they're laying in bed. He's like, "Yeah, we just let your We just let your mom stay here because she's hot. So hopefully we can both bang her. We'll put up with the retard later. He's like, who's the retard? He's like, you are. He's like, y'all say that.
I don't know who said it. You haven't said it. Exactly.
I probably said that once a week. Y'all don't say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Good pick.
Are bonito fish big?
They're called trophy fish. So.
Yeah, let's hand down. It kills me. And I wish it was here because more than anyone I've ever met, it kills me. Flynn uses that line all the time. And I remember, forget one time, he like messaged our group chat. And he was like, well, Flynn, they're what you would consider like something where he put it in there. And I was, because that's like, such a, like you said, such a great line to put in there. But yeah, where he's like, well, Dale, that's what you would consider because they're called a trophy fish. So yeah, they're pretty big.
Everyone's confused.
I wish Flynn, Flynn usually puts that line in there. I love it.
Does love them.
Good pick. Okay, so my honorable mention, and I was back and forth with this one, and I think I want to pick this just because, Dean, I think like you said, kind of like VHS tapes, like this was one at my grandma's beach house that like we had all the time. And so here's the thing, Ant. I was watching it the other day, and it's a great film. I think everyone's seen it. But at the same time, I don't want to, because this is a whole genre of comedy I don't want to miss out on. I have a pick, and then I almost want to give an honorable mention. So my pick is going to be Happy Gilmore as my honorable mention. But my honorable mention, and because I don't think we've mentioned him and he's fucking hysterical, is Ace Ventura with Jim Carrey. I think Jim Carrey is a very funny guy, and I think we should, you know, acknowledge that. I also want to say shouts out, he's going to be probably in my, I won't do it, but shouts out to Steve Carell is too, very funny actor and a lot of funny films. But yeah, my honorable mention is going to be Happy Gilmore. Ant, over to you.
Yeah, now that you brought up Steve Carell, good segue, because, 40-Year-Old Virgin is...
Oh, good pick.
Yeah, honorable mention. Had to definitely bring up that man. Yeah, he was definitely in the midst of pretty much all of us growing up. So, yeah, it's tough to not put him in the conversation for sure.
He's a great pick.
Yeah, definitely 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Good cast, really good cast.
Yeah.
And Seth Rogen, he's in there. You got Paul Rudd. It's a minor, and that's the other thing. Like you said, very minor role. People probably don't remember. Kevin Hart plays arguably one of the funniest scenes in that, when he's going back and forth with that dude. arguably, is one of the funniest scenes in all of like comedy.
Hold up, Joe. There's one more. Very minor role. In this movie,
this is gonna kill me.
Jonah Hill.
Oh yes, with the sparkle boots at the eBay.
Oh
store.
My god, when he comes into the we sell shit on eBay, he's like,
I just want to buy the
eBay store.
She's like, no, we sell them on eBay. Like, I'm here, but I'm here, and I want to buy the shoes.
I want to buy.
Unbelievable.
Oh man. Dude, Jonah Hill, Fat Jonah Hill was arguably one of the, I mean, I shouldn't say Fat Jonah Hill, but him in those earlier roles, especially like also, Breck, I don't know if you're going to say this, but you surprised me earlier. Him in like also Accepted was a really good film.
Yeah, and, like, I was thinking about bringing that one up too.
That
yeah.
was good.
Jonah Jane Hill Lynch era. Is also great, and she has a very underrated role too.
One of my favorite Jonah Hill roles is, and it's a very minor one actually, in Forgetting Sarah Marshall as one of the waiters.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pick. That's a great pick.
Yeah, that was gonna be one of my honorable mentions, but since I get to mention it, I'm not even gonna
hit me with your let me hear your honorable mention here, Breck.
Do I go back to back or where?
Well, so this is the last one because we're gonna go to a new topic next. So
I don't think we can just leave this film out. It's a cult classic. It's also super quotable, but not too quotable. It's very original. Got some of the best actors of all time in it. I'm gonna go with The Big Lebowski. It's one of my favorites, and I just love how it starts. I love how he's so nonchalant about being the guy everybody's looking for. He's like, no, guys, I'm the dude. Like, you guys aren't looking for me. And Steve Buscemi in that movie is so funny. I love how Jeff Goodman just absolutely despises him, and half of his dialogue is pretty much telling him to shut the fuck up. And, you can't mention comedy and leave that movie out.
No, it's called
Classic.
I think we might need to do – a part two with just like decades or like specific actors, because there's so many.
I'm gonna say
it's tough. And to also, I got to throw in Tropic Thunder too. That's
just, I was just about to say.
Can't just leave that out.
Yep. I was just about to say like that one by Danny McBride, Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., Jay Baruchel,
So
many. My favorite part in the movie is at the very end when Ben Stiller's running, he just tosses that little and he goes flailing.
Oh my god. I love when like, oh yeah, like he's like, fuck, you grew hands.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. playing a white man, playing a black man, like
Australian too.
Jack Black, love to Jack Black.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Jack Black. Wait, no, show me where the drugs are.
Yeah, I got everything I want to say off my chest.
And I was going to say, we probably can, there's so many, you need to like, especially with comedy, you really probably need to narrow that down, like you said, to like decades or specific actors. Like you could probably just do top three favorite Will Ferrell movies, or you know what I mean? You could do a ton.
And Wedding Crashers didn't even.
I don't know if I can call this a movie because it's only 40 minutes, but it's another HBO mockumentary. Tour de Pharmacy is also top tier comedy.
Yep. Throwing 7 Days of Hell too, Brett.
7 Days of Hell, yeah.
Yeah, 7 Days of Hell is really good, but I would just put Tour de Pharmacy a little bit above that. I love John Cena, and then you got the guy that plays Norman Bates playing the girl.
When in 7 Days in Hell, when the Queen calls him and like calls like Jon Snow, and he's like, "Excuse me for a sec," and he goes in the closet and he's just
yeah,
kills me every or like and like that whole scene like. The whole, like, for some reason, too, when he finds out he's, like, part English or whatever, and, like, he hits it, like, the first time he wins a point, and he just raises his fist and he goes, 4-10, kills me for some reason every fucking time. But, yeah, I don't know if that's a movie or a show, because it's, yeah, you know, I would say it's a movie.
It's another topic we just have to get down the road to.
Yeah. Okay, so now, segueing, because we're going to keep it on comedy, we're going to do top three favorite comedy shows. So, well, there's a ton, again. We're probably going to, you know, we're going to probably miss some, but there's, you know, a lot of good ones out there. And to mix it up on the draft status, and I'm going to go you first. Dean, you're going to go second. Breck, third. I'll go last. And I'll give you guys the option again. Do you like the, if it's said you can't use it again, or do you, and the order we went in, or do you just want to give your top three and move on? I'll let you switch it up this time if you want.
I'm fine with just doing the same thing.
Yeah, if it gets taken, then you got to pick something else because, if it gets taken, you can just say that, oh, that's one of mine, and you're not going to waste time explaining what you think is good about it. So.
True. Okay. All right, keeping it up then. All right, well, then with that, Ant, we're going to kick us off. Give us your number one pick, favorite comedy show.
Oh, I mean, hands down, Seinfeld.
I knew you were gonna pick
that one. Yeah, that's my arguably favorite show of all time. Show about nothing is just a genius concept. Jerry and Larry David are just very, very creative. And for a show that wasn't really around when we were when we were young, it was around. You know, it just. I mean, it. I can't really say enough about it, but Seinfeld.
If everyone could look over Ant's shoulder, he actually has a picture of Cosmo Kramer right there. I think that kind of gives out his pick. That kind of sums it up there. Okay.
Like he's looking down on him too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's looking over at you. Cosmo always looking down.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Good pick. That was going to be in mind too, but okay. Yeah. Dean, you're up.
I'm going to need to go with Always Sunny here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great pick. Damn it.
That was my third pick.
I was going to say, that was on there as well.
We just watched the episode with this.
There's just so many episodes where you're just dying at Dennis and his,
or Charlie.
Politics, everything. The Dennis system, there's just too many.
Okay, man, what are you talking about, man?
Number one, I think.
That's a good pick. Can't go wrong. Wow. Damn, that's tough. All right, Breck.
That Always Sunny was on my list. That was going to be my third pick. My favorite episode of that season, of that series, is probably where the gang gets held hostage. I love that episode. I can watch that every week and never get tired of it. But I can't believe this lasted. It might be kind of a basic pick to you guys, but I'm just going to go with The Office. It's one of the easiest shows to watch. Some people don't like it. Some people think it's dry, but I think that's what makes it great is that everybody in there just seems like they've known each other for years and years and years and years. And it's obvious the chemistry's there. Steve Carell is hilarious. Jim's hilarious. I love, what's his name? Creed. Creed is so good in that show. Yeah, can't say enough about that. Anytime I'm sleepy and I just don't know what to put on, I literally just put the Office on and I catch myself watching two or three episodes before I go to sleep. So
I could rewatch it from the get. Yo, I literally got Peacock because of the Office.
Show or the easiest rewatchable show.
Easily. Damn, great picks. Okay. Well, to follow that up, so my first round pick then is going to have to be Family Guy. Personally, I know a lot of people miss some people don't like it. I think it's fucking hysterical. I could watch it anytime.
I was watching it right before I hopped on this podcast.
Literally, I know, and it's one of those shows where I know, especially like when shows like that go deep into like season 20, season 30, you're like, it could lose a little touch. Even like the season 15 and like that, I think that's the season like Stewie takes like Adderall. Some of the funniest stuff still. And like season 20 still has some episodes that are funny. So like Family Guy, definitely. I think, you know, I was going to say, I watched it earlier this week, but I need to probably catch back up. But that's definitely going to be on my round out my first round. And then moving on to second round pick. See, there's just so many good shows out there. And Breck, I really wish you didn't say The Office. That was gonna be my first round of Family Guy.
The only reason I went with it first, I knew it went last.
It was just, you know, it was such a good pick. But to follow that up then, I'm going to probably have to – see, you guys did this, I think, in the last round where I don't want to pick it because it's my favorite, but I know it's such a good show that, like, I quote it consistently. It's got good actors. It's funny as shit to me. I'm going to go with The League, underrated, second pick.
I've seen the first season of that show. Go ahead and watch
the last couple seasons are iffy, but like go ahead and watch the rest of it. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah. Take your word for it.
What's funny about rewatching that show is seeing what players are in
the right. Like J.J. Watt and like the kicker.
Very valid point there. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like when they did the draft and it's like RG3 and like Trent Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then it's Breck.
I was going to go with something, but I don't really know if it's comedy. It's got a little bit of drama in there. So I'm going to leave that for my honorable mentions. I also don't think one of you are going to take it just because it's not a 100% comedy show. So I'm just going to go with That 70s Show. Another incredibly rewatchable show. I wish it was still on Netflix. And I remember the minute I found out that, you know, because you know how Netflix, they'll let you know like two or 3 weeks ahead of time before something goes off. The minute I saw that they were taking that off, I binged the whole thing in probably 3 weeks. And Fez is so fucking funny, man. He's one of my favorite characters of all time in any comedy show. And yeah, I just can't really say enough about it. Easy to rewatch. Every time you watch it, you're going to pick up something you missed the first time you watched it. You're going to miss a joke or a facial expression or just anything, man. Like the chemistry in that show.
I like Breck's list more than I like mine. I like your picks more.
I was kind of scared that it was going to be kind of basic, but yeah, I'm going on the road that like I'm not picking my favorite shows, but I'm picking stuff that I think is going to get taken. And that was number four on my list. So
damn,
if it's not like it was down there, I think it is still one of my favorites for sure.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for picking. With that, I believe Dean, it's you, correct? Or no, it's Ant. Or no, hang on. Hey, Dean, then you.
Dean's up.
Yeah, Dean, then Ant. Okay, go ahead, Dean.
Well, I'm not going with stuff that I think is going to get picked necessarily. Okay. I'm going to go with something that's right up my alley. It's people that know me know it's my type of humor. I got to go Workaholics. I mean, I was mowing through that show for so many years. It's my type of comedy with the pranks, everything. Those are my types of guys. The drinking, the pranks, all the antics. Mm-hmm. Love me, Workaholics. They also have a podcast that I listen to. It's called This Is Important. And it's the same kind of stuff. They talk about, you know, just stupid topics. And the whole thing is like, we're talking about the most important stuff in the world, and they'll just be talking about, you know, condoms and
stuff. Yeah, no, I and those three together is I don't listen to that podcast. It's them three, but does Carl join them on it?
Carl's on.
Carl's one. He's on every episode. I'm pretty sure he produces it too.
Hell yeah!
Did you watch?
He also just got a vasectomy in real life, so like a whole episode, like asking him questions about that whole process.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Game Over Man?
Yeah, Game Over Man, super funny.
That's so funny.
It took me about a year and a half to watch it. Right? I just didn't think it would be good, and then I put it on, and it's hysterical.
Have we all seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
So you know, in the beginning, the guy from Rookie of the Year, Mr. the crazy coach. You know, like how he gets his dick chopped off. I had known that was coming, right? And so we go to Lindsay's parents' house for like Christmas, and we're all sitting there at the table, and like her dad just wants to put something on in the background, and he scrolls over to Game Over Man. He sees it's like a comedy thing. He's like, "Oh, I'll just put this on in the background," and I was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "I don't think he should put this on." And then I was like, "I forgot the part where his dick gets cut off is like 10 minutes into the movie." Yeah. I was like, "We should probably, Linz, we got to turn this off. We can't have this on." And I think it came up, and he finally just was like, "We got to turn this off. We can't have this
on." Forward really quick.
He was like, "We can't have this part." And then, like, within the first 10 minutes, they're all doing like ketamine and like Action Bronson's just completely just gone off his ass.
And what's his name? Who's the guy that gets held hostage to sing?
Say what? That's his name.
Yeah, that's so funny to me. He's like holding him at gunpoint, just telling him to perform, and he's like half crying during the performance.
That movie's underrated for sure. Okay, I appreciate that. Dean, Workaholics is just a classic. Ant, moving on over to you.
Yeah, Workaholics. Yeah, you stole that one from me. That was definitely on my list. I'm gonna have to go with Archer.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's definitely a dry comedy, but maybe for lack of a better word, but it's just for an animated series. Yeah. I would say the newer episodes aren't as good as the older ones, but still very, very funny. Yeah.
Good choice. Yeah, if you like dry stuff, Breck, you'd probably like it.
I'll give it a shot. I mean, FX is usually really good at what they do, so I bet it's really good.
It's H. John Benjamin, and then he's got like other funny people that you like, Chris Farrell, and like, or who else? Chris Farrell, and then some other people you probably.
So what is he? Is he like a secret agent or
they're like it's mock CIA thing.
Okay.
So they originally started their agency is called ISIS, and then they had to change it because of what happened, obviously, in real life. But they're just a secret agency. Yeah, and very, very funny for sure.
So you're back to back, I said.
My third, yeah. This is a tough one, but I'm gonna go a little bit newer. I'm gonna say Silicon Valley. Say it.
Fuck.
Yeah. God. I might have stole that one from you, Joe. Yeah. That's just not a very long series, or it doesn't feel like a very long series, but definitely beginning to end, very, very, very funny for sure.
Beck, you watch that?
I saw the first three seasons, four seasons. How many seasons is it total? Four?
Like four or five.
Okay, yeah. So I saw the first three. I did not get to watch the last one or two seasons, but I love the first three seasons.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Believe it.
All right. Bring it back over to you, Dean.
What is this, two picks or one? Or
just one, round three.
Okay.
That's one of the things coming up, too.
This is one that I know is not on anybody's list, but I just watched it a lot in college with Kyle and Greg and some of the guys I lived with. Blue Mountain State.
Good pick.
I honestly forgot about that one. Yeah.
I feel like that
story is one of the best characters ever.
Like, that's one of those shows you could understand why people would hate that show, but people that love that show.
So, little backstory, the movie they shot, the Netflix movie they made, they shot it at my college in Wilmington.
Wilmington,
Community College. And that was my first year I was there, and they actually threw a huge party at a frat house, and the frat dude showed up. And I was there at the party. I saw Thad Castle, whoever the hell plays him, probably take no exaggeration, 12 beer bongs. And they had an ice sculpture, a BMS ice beer bong sculpture, and Moran was ripping that. And yeah, maybe the greatest college experience of my life was going to that party. And I'd be damned if it wasn't the second week I was there. I just didn't know what I was getting myself into.
What a time.
Yeah, great pick. Great pick,
dude. Yeah, I agree on that one.
Okay. So, Breck?
With my last pick, I can't believe nobody picked this. I'm going to go with another HBO show, one of my favorite characters of all time. I'm going to go with Eastbound and Down.
Mm.
Kenny Powers.
We'll mention.
You got I can't remember his name, but Will Ferrell playing the car salesman. And you got Craig Robinson being his arch nemesis, Slugger. And just can't say enough about that show. It's so funny. I'd never even heard of it. And our buddy Michael actually told me about it. Mm-hmm. And he showed me the first episode. And I'm pretty sure we watched like 6 or 7 episodes like after he showed me.
Right after that.
Yeah.
Damn. Good pick. Damn. Okay. Damn, you guys got some good ones. Well, no one took my last pick. If you like cut and dry shows, this show is for you. It was on Comedy Central. Had about 4 seasons. It's fucking hysterical to me. Nathan for You.
Damn.
That's, to me, I could just chuck on. And it's so good. And yeah, like any business he, like, I just watched the first episode with the mini pizzas. And honestly, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's a genius idea. And honestly, like, that's the best part about it to me, is genius. Like, there's such basic ideas that, of course, people are going to lose their shit, but it's fucking hysterical. And then my honorable mention, you know, I was going to do, you guys took a bunch from me. But I think, you guys
did. Nathan Ree was a great pick.
That's one of my top ones. That's just a great, like I said, you can just chuck that on anytime. It's great. I guess I'm going to have to, this is a really tough pick. Just the top comedy show. I can just chuck. Here we go. Honorable mention for sure. Easily. And it's right up. And it's kind of, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Rock
solid. Like Seinfeld just, yeah, it's like Seinfeld if they could swear. And I just watched the one where J.B. Smooth's the Browns move in. And it's the whole, like, that's just that whole scene where he's trying to describe it to his friend about the Browns moving in. It was just so good. But, yeah, going to kick it back over to you, Dean, for honorable mention.
I had Eastbound and Down as my honorable mention, so I'm kind of in a tough spot here. I might go with Entourage.
That was my honorable mention.
Yeah, damn. Good pick.
I haven't seen all of it, but from what I've seen, there's some such good cameos in that show, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Seth Green, where he's like, tell Sloan I said hi. And Johnny Drama's obsessing with men's calves. Like, he goes up to Lamar Odom at the Lakers after party. He's like, so are those implants? He's like, what? He's like, no, dude, you can tell me.
I love when he takes Tom Brady's club. He's like, he's mine. He's like, oh, this is nice. This is custom. Mine's off the rack.
Yeah, Honor Rods was my honorable mention. That was actually one I was thinking about picking on my second pick, but I don't know if that's really a comedy. I mean, obviously it's super funny, but yeah.
I consider it.
Okay. All right, bro. Sorry.
Oh, it's me?
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Honorable mention, damn, you took mine, so I'm kind of spitballing here. One of the first shows I ever binge-watched growing up, you either love or hate the show. A lot of people hate it, but I'm one of the few that actually really like it. How I Met Your Mother is super funny to me.
Ooh, okay.
Great. I love Barney Stinson. It's one of the funniest characters ever. The storyline's really good, too. It's really good filmmaking. My dog just came downstairs, so if you hear anything knock over, I'm sorry.
All good.
Yeah, so, and with my other honorable mention, I know you're going to get a kick out of this, Joe, but you put me on about a month and a half, 2 months ago. I think you know, and I'm going to say already, I think you should leave.
Yeah, I had that.
That is so funny. Mm. The opening scene is one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen. Like, you actually got to push it. No, it goes both ways.
I was here the other day. It actually does both.
Another one of my favorite skits in that show is where the guy comes out of the bathroom and he's got the little bit of piss on his pants. He's like, "Oh, what'd you do? Pull it in early?" He's like, "No, those pants come like that." He's like, "They're actually really in style right now. You can try to buy some, but I think they're sold out."
And season two was a little bit tough compared to season one because the bar was set so high. But low-key, that scene where he goes to the Haunted Mansion and the guy's like, "So it's after hours, so all the people are, so we can say whatever the hell we want." Like, jizz.
Yeah, and the one with Bob Odenkirk, how he just acts like they're best friends. He's like, "Yeah, I have three Hellcats. Tell him I have three Hellcats."
Great pick. Good pick. All right. And you want to round us out?
All right.
A lot of good shows to take in. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. This is tough.
Good team.
No one's mentioned. I'm going to see if you mention it, but no one's mentioned. I think it's another popular one I think people like, but I know it's hit or miss with some people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a handful here that I could pick. It is tough because, I mean, I want to say South Park.
True. That was going to be the one I said.
Yeah, like I watched a lot at like during college and whatnot. I haven't really watched much since. But every time I do watch it, it just makes you laugh. Those guys are very, very creative, obviously. But if I didn't pick that one real quick, I'm gonna definitely say Arrested Development.
I'm a big
Jason Bateman fan. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, we finished those arcs a couple weeks ago, and I mean, he's just but no, wow. Jason Bateman is great in there. Michael Cera is very underrated too. Definitely. I would put
And Will Arnett is super funny in that.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Arrested Development for sure.
Okay. Wow. I think we just named some great shows. Those are some really good ones. I like doing these topics with like friends because A, we have some great topics, and then B, I forget about some good shows that I need to go back and watch, honestly. So I like doing these. But here's another one I think is going to be a good one that is – I don't think anyone's done yet. We're going to do another snake draft. And for the listeners, we're hitting you with three snake drafts coming for you. This one's going to be fast food. And not fast food items, fast food places, all-encompassing. And I think with this one, because there are so many, and when we say fast food, we're going to stretch this out to anything that can be ordered on DoorDash. It can have a drive-through, but... You know, granted, I know you can order from most restaurants on DoorDash, but, you know, I would include, you know, and I think you mentioned in the pre-pod, you know, Five Guys would be fast food. Zaxby's fast food. I mean, granted, Zaxby's has drive through, but Subway probably.
Chipotle fast food.
Right, exactly. So I think if it's fast food can be, you know, and it's in the name. It's pretty quick. You're picking it up. So with that, so let me see. And you've gone first, and Dean, you've gone first, right?
I've gone first.
So you two have gone first. Okay. So, Dean, you're going to go first for this one. I'll go second. Breck, you're going to go third. Breck, did you just go third?
I just
went last.
So you're going to go third, Ant.
Oh, okay.
Breck's going to go last. Okay. So I'm going to go second. Okay. So this is your top. This is going to be your – it's going to be your same kind of rules. Your top – fast food. And yeah, I'm excited to hear because I'm pretty hungry. I might get some nuts while we're doing this. With that, Dean, go ahead and lead us off, my man.
The first pick in the draft. Wow.
I know. You worked hard for this pick.
This is tough. The number one spot between two for me, but I gotta pick one. I think I gotta go with Chick-fil-A.
It's an easy run around.
It's
a safe pick.
The menu, it's just got a lot of good options on there.
It really does.
You know?
Anytime again.
The shake. I love the shake too from time to time. I hit that.
Sometimes I hit the iced coffee. It's kind of not bad.
I remember growing up and getting Dean.
That milkshake. I hit the milkshake. I hit the lemonade. There's like few things on that menu that I wouldn't. So I think that's got to be number one.
I remember being a kid and getting a kid's meal there and trading in my toy every single time for ice cream.
You can do that? I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can trade in your kids' toys and get like a free ice cream. Yeah.
Breck, I think you just unearthed something, because guess what I'm about to start doing every time I go to Chick-fil-A? I'm going to get a kid's meal. And then I'm going to go in there and say, hey, can I get an ice cream? And see if they do. I'm going to do this from now on. So I appreciate that, Breck. Yes, I'm 26 years old. I want a kid's meal. But wow. Okay, good start. Breck, I know you mentioned it, but I just have a love for this place. If I had to, I see myself, I could eat it for the rest of my life. Hands down. And it's going to be Chipotle. I could have that breakfast, lunch, and dinner leftovers the next day, get a fresh chipper bowl, get quad steak chipper, quad steak chip tech. Just give me that. It's a wrap. So, any time of day, whenever, anytime, I'm having Chipotle. So that's going to be my first overall pick. So I'm going to segue that over to you, Anthony.
Yeah, that stole that one from me for sure.
I mean, it's a given.
It's this is tough. There's so many options. I mean, I'm just gonna go out and say it, but yeah, McDonald's. It's so many options.
It's easy.
Yeah. I mean, just any time. Well, any time of day, obviously, but just remember any late night gibbon or anything, you just easily get fries and go to town. Right. Yeah. Sweet tea is arguably the best in the world, arguably. But I gotta go with McDonald's.
It's a great pick. And they're open whenever.
Most of them. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, Breck.
All right, with my first pick, I'm gonna go off with you said Anthony with McDonald's, maybe having the best sweet tea. I have to disagree. I'm going to go with the place that I think has the best sweet tea. And that is, no matter where you are, it is open 24 hours, or at least until 4 a.m. So I'm going to go with Cookout.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Trey is undefeated. Dang. It's not $5 anymore. It's like $6-$7. Who the hell cares?
Inflation.
Huge burger, two sides, large drink.
Yeah.
I swear they put crack in their sweet tea. They have good hot dogs. They got great burgers. They have great slides. I mean, subs. Excuse me. And their fries could use a little bit of work. But you guys, who hasn't gone there and tried their honey mustard from the back one time at least?
I know
y'all heard about that. And it's a little nostalgia for me. Every high school football game growing up, the entire student section went to Cookout after the game. So just countless memories there. Getting a Cookout tray, sitting on the back of a pickup truck. Maybe drinking a few underage beers. Who knows? Just having a good time.
Nice. Nice. We had Glory Days Grill. We didn't have the luxury of having a Cookout, but damn. Good pick.
No, but it was every time going down to Virginia Tech, it was you had to grab it. Yeah, for sure. I underestimated how high that was going to be. That was definitely a little bit lower on my list. But
I could cash a big double tray right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Damn.
Yeah, well, Chick-fil-A is on my list, but yeah, I just had to give back what you said. So I go again, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Right, I'm going to go with, I think nobody's going to disagree with this, the best sub shop, Jersey Mike's. I'm not a big vegetable guy, but I still go there, and I love it. I haven't gone there a single time and disliked it, you know what I mean? They have the best ingredients, the best customer service. Yeah, it's a little pricey, but you get what you pay for, and... Yeah, just never misses.
That was the pick, man. You got it. That was the one.
That was the one.
You were all for it.
Okay.
Jay Mike's. Never misses.
Jay Mike's. Wow. Okay, Breck. Back to back good picks. Ant, we're gonna head over to you.
Yeah.
I know.
Man, you're just Cookout. God damn it. Yeah, I had Cookout. I mean it's tough. I'm a sweets guy, and this is probably not really on the list, but Cold Stone.
Okay. Cold Stone. That's fast food.
Yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah. I just I love ice cream.
I'm gonna allow it. I mean, I'm gonna allow that.
Yeah, you keep it simple there. But yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. Cold Stone Creamery, and they're intense, man. But okay. My second pick, and I think, don't get me wrong, I love them from Cookout. I love them from Bojangles. I love them from a lot of places. But to me, the best fingers and strips plates come from Zaxby's. So my second overall pick is going to be Zaxby's.
That was
Dean,
my
I saw your
pick.
Face. So Dean, I saw your face there, and you're going to have to explain that. That's fine. but to me, in my opinion, Zaxby's has the best strips.
And real Zaxby's quick, Joe, do you so. Do what I think everybody else does? Is you take the toast,
coleslaw, and go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask if you take the, because you know you get a toast with every meal. Do
correct.
You take the toast, put the chicken finger in it, and wrap it up like a taco, and then
so
dip it?
So I have done that, but also what you're describing is a kicking.
It's not the same though. It's not the same.
I know, but to be fair, I have done that. I don't do it all the time, but to me, Zax sauce, substitute coleslaw for double fries, get some extra seasoning in there, get some extra Zax sauce in your life.
Extra seasoning.
It's just good fingers. But Dean, real quick before we jump in, can I hear what you think are the best tenders? Because I don't think you agreed with my pick.
I do agree.
Okay. And
I was upset because that was my backup to Jersey Mike's.
Ooh. Damn, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because I was going to say Jersey Mike's was going to be my honorable mention. But yeah, it's Zaxby's. I mean, it's just good chicken.
The wings and things, that's my I that. Oh.
Yeah, I'll rip them.
Their new spicy Zax sauce is really good too.
Okay. I'm gonna have to peep that next time I roll through. Well, damn. All right, Dean. Sorry to poach from you, but you're up next, my friend.
I'm scrambling here, but that's what these drafts are about, right?
I know. Definitely. The pocket's collapsing. You gotta scramble.
I think Wendy's underrated. I'm gonna go with Wendy's here.
Good pick. That's a good pick. Everyone likes a good frosting.
A lot of range. And they have that one deal, the 4 for $5. You can get the spicy nuggets, you get the drink, you get the fries, and you pick between the burger or the chicken sandwich. I think it's a well-rounded menu. And, you know, obviously I'm working on the fly here, so that's the best I could do.
It used to be the 4 for $4, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was 4 for $4. I thought it was 4 for $5.
I think it was 4 for $4, and then they did raise the price, I think. But, again, companies. Oh, wow, good pick. Okay. All right. And then it's back over to me. Well, I want to, just because of diversity, I want to pick something. I could go the chicken route again, but I know this could easily be picked up by Ant or Breck. And it's something we haven't said yet, and I'm surprised it's made it this far. Because quite frankly, it's up there to me with the talk or with the McDonald's, the late night snacks. I'm gonna go with Taco Bell, and you know, a Crunchwrap Supreme is just supreme. There's a reason it's in there. I mean, you just go through their whole menu, and you're gonna find yourself. You're gonna find yourself. Granted, you're gonna be paying for it the next day a little bit, but. It's worth it, and it's worth
when those Doritos Locos Tacos first came out,
and when you can steal them, the whole World Series and everything going on, it's nuts. But
about a cheesy gordita crunch? You ever mess around with the cheesy gordita crunch?
I have messed. I have messed with gordita crunch.
Little secret pro tip with that is I peel back the soft taco and I put the fire sauce in that. I line both sides. It's a pro tip.
That is a veteran move, Dean.
I haven't done that in a while, though.
I was going to say, it's been a minute. It's funny. I have some gift cards to Taco Bell I haven't used yet. First off, I know you're probably like, who has a gift card to Taco Bell? Me. I have some. But, Ant, you mentioned, I think, Taco 12-pack. That was also a game changer.
Yeah, that's huge.
You always have a party with a Taco 12-pack.
I brought tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy.
Ant, speaking of, or it's, yep. it's Ant, yeah, go yeah. ahead, Ant.
This is tough. I mean, A lot of my picks have been taken. Shoot. Like, I'm with you, Dean. I'm kind of scrambling, but Oh boy. Yeah, Joe. See, Taco Bell was what I was gonna say. If you want to go pizza route, I say Domino's. Okay. We haven't really mentioned pizza. I'll go Domino's. That crust is a game changer. So, not a big fast food pizza guy. I prefer local places, but when in doubt, you know, you can get a good pizza from Domino's. So,
not too pricey either.
Yeah, and they have other items. Their sandwiches are pretty underrated. Same with their other their nuggets and stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna round out my three with Domino's.
And I agree what you said. I do like local. Like I gotta find a local place, but at the same time, sometimes you need to mix up, and I get that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Good pick, Breck.
Okay, I honestly wasn't even thinking about this one until he just mentioned Domino's. I was thinking like strictly fast food, you know, the chain restaurants. When you think fast food, I'm thinking of the first few things that come to your head. But since we're branching out that far, I'm going to go Wingstop.
What'd you say?
Wingstop.
Ooh, okay.
Can't go wrong with chicken wings. Their lemon pepper
might be
the best in the game. Their mango habanero, I believe, is probably my favorite wing out there. Their fries are super, super good. Haven't really tried anything else they have other than fries and wings because I simply don't need to. It's so damn good every time I get it. It's not pricey. You can get 10 wings for $11. You can get 20 wings for $18. Like, just can't mess with that if you ask me. And I have an honorable mention, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go off of another thing Anthony said. He went with Chipotle, I believe, with his first pick.
That was mine.
Joe did.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to go with something I think that might be a little bit better than Chipotle. I don't know how many more of them are around at this point, but Moe's.
Mm.
Moe's Southwest Grill. Grew up eating the Big Joey's. Yeah, Joe, you don't like that?
I mean, I love Moe's. I don't get me wrong, I like Moe's, but to say it's better than Chipotle?
Well, that's definitely – you definitely either love Chipotle or you don't like Chipotle. I don't love Chipotle. I don't hate Chipotle, but if there's a – where I live, there isn't a Moe's. There is a Chipotle, but if there was a Moe's where I was, I would.
So you live in a good place then?
I don't. Yeah, I live.
You live in a good spot. That sounds like a good place to live, where there's Chipotles. But what I'm saying to you is, man, okay, here's the thing, because Moe's has, you don't have to worry about free chips and free guac with Moe's. I appreciate that. That's not any difference. But every time I say that, and then I go have some Moe's, and I eat it. I like it. And then I'll go have some Chipotle. I'll immediately be like, well, that was a waste of time going over to Moe's first. I'll go ahead and stick with Chipotle here. I do it. I think we're just going to keep butting heads here, Breck, if we keep talking about it. But
well, I mean, I honestly probably haven't ate Moe's in probably a year. And I have eaten Chipotle more recently. But true. I think it just comes down to the ingredients. Simple as that. I think Moe's just has a little bit better ingredients.
Okay. And to be fair, when I lived in my apartment.
Years, though.
What'd you say?
I had it in years, though.
To be fair, yeah, right?
No, I said I had it about a year ago.
No.
I had it about a year ago. I had it before.
Based off the geolocation you gave us with how many Chipotle are near you and like Dean
I believe
said,
that says more about it. Had it last? I haven't had it in a long time, and I still would put it on my list.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And you just got some Moe's credits. Moe's probably going to listen to the podcast and be like, we need to get Breck. Oh, after we finish this, Breck, we're going to – Breck, I realize what we're going to talk about first after this is over. We're gonna bring it up, and I realize what we're going to do next. But needless to say, okay. Ant, it's yours next.
Honorable mention?
Yeah.
I'm going to, for honorable mention, I'll go with Shake Shack. Oh, no. That's, oh, man. Yeah, I already said it. Yeah, Shake Shack.
I can't honestly say I've ever had Shake Shack.
Yeah, I don't want to, I'll say it after everyone's.
Their burgers are really good.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously in their name, their milkshakes are dynamite. So I'm going to, yeah, stick with that
one. When I was living in Raleigh, they put one up literally half a mile from my house, and I probably ate there once a week. And so
Yeah, true.
If you go there at lunch, you get a meal, like you get a huge burger and fries and a drink for literally like $5. It's unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like their lunch deals are insane.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I wanted to, again, I wish I could say all the chicken places in the world. I do like Raisin Cane's, but I'm not going to say them. My honorable mention, and I think it's probably, it's again, I'm going to go down the Breck route. I want to say someplace I haven't been in a while, but then again, how true is that? How true, like, you know, how much can we trust that? So I guess I'll have to, you know, narrow it down a little bit more then. Again, I'm scrambling like you guys were. It's tough, but I think I'm gonna have to. It's between two, and
let's throw them both out.
Well, okay. So one of them, and again, it was too broad, and I don't want to say necessarily it's like Panda. Like, so I want to say like Chinese food is like really good. Like, you can find like there's no specific one, but everyone's got like a good one near them, and it's fast. Who doesn't love a good fried rice or lo mein? You know, it's just so quick and good. And so Chinese food, I want to say, but it's tough because like there isn't like a chain one.
Panda Express.
Well, I would say Panda Express. I guess that's true, but I wouldn't even say like Panda Express is my favorite. I think everyone's local Chinese spot,
is
just solid. And then my other one I was gonna say, flipping it back to sandwiches, kind of low key, but they are pretty fire. It's Potbelly. Kind of fuck with their sandwiches, but again, it's an honorable mention. You know, I want to give them a little plug, but that's what I'm gonna go with. But I'm gonna stick with my first one. I'm gonna go with Chinese food. Dean, wrap it up for us.
I think I got to bounce back to Bojangles here. I mean,
thank God somebody said.
I think going to an ECU tailgate, you're waking up hungover, and the only thing that could bring me back to life is a four-piece Supreme. I'm dunking it in mashed potatoes like a freak. I'm doing my own weird thing. I'm drinking sweet tea. I'm getting weird with it, but I need to resurrect myself for a tailgate. I'm going with Bojangles.
Getting it done.
And their tailgate packages, unbeatable.
I just appreciate they give everybody gets a biscuit. Whatever you get from Bojangles, guess what? You're getting a biscuit, and it's the best. You need that. Wow. Okay. Well, we had some good topics. We just wrapped up three drafts. And to not further, we could probably keep talking for hours. We could talk about anything for hours. But one quick topic I wanted to bring up, and then we can definitely, branch out. Breck, your little podcast royalty here. This isn't the first podcast necessarily you've been name dropped on or been on. And I didn't realize it till we started, but I definitely am going to, if you're cool with it, I kind of want to, name drop you on the episode and tag the Part of My Takes dudes and be like, Breck Fox is on this episode.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, dude, bring it up. It's honestly maybe the highlight of my life at this point.
Ant, do you know the story?
No.
I can honestly say the morning that happened, I've never had more people message me in one morning out of nowhere. I probably had 30 text messages and Snapchats like, dude, like I heard you this morning on Part of My Take. Like they roasted you. I'm like, yeah, they did. Like,
so
can you say that? Back can when, you say they roasted you?
I think so. Back when they first were like going on the road, they did like the, they'd go to those football camps and like how they would give out like the Cash App giveaways.
Yeah.
They only did that for about 3 months, I believe.
Yeah, they didn't do it for a very long time.
So I think it was Breck, and this is where you can take over. They were in like the Rams camp.
They're in Cali.
Right?
Yeah.
They were in Cali. Yeah. And so they were giving out the Cash App. And one morning they're like, who are we giving out? And these fucking guys name dropped Breck Fox. And all of us lost it. Like he said, we all fucking messaged him. But you need to go listen to it. Breck, I don't know if you have it on.
If you have a moment and you can edit this, I can send you the Snapchat and you can play it over this podcast.
Please do.
I have it saved on my Snapchat.
No, like how I always post a little video. I was gonna say, you don't have to send it right now, but like how we always do we do a little, I'll do a little promotional video. I'll put that in the promo video, Breck.
Sweet.
Is like you like doing that. But yeah, basically like they started roasting him. They were just like, yeah, Breck, that dude's definitely wearing some like like skate Vans like socks and like Cali teen, like with his ears tucked into his hat.
That's the best part.
So when I was listening to it, I listened to that show probably every day at the time. I don't so much anymore. I probably listen to like select episodes now, but every single day they were doing the Cash App giveaway, I noticed that they were picking somewhat unorthodox names. Can y'all see me? Is my camera out?
No, not anymore.
So they were picking some unorthodox names, and I was like, Breck, huh? I don't know anybody named Breck. And they, what you had to do was you pretty much just had to tweet at them with your cast tag, and they picked a random tweet each night. And the first time I did it, it was the week Tiger Woods won the Masters. And I just put in all caps, Tiger is back, and then my Cash App. And about an hour later, I'm on Xbox with Mike Mace. And I'm like, I just got a $10 Cash App from Henry Lockwood. And Mike's like, no, you didn't. Shut up, dude. I'm like, dude, I swear to God. He's like, that means you're going to be on the episode tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, that's what it means. And he was like, I don't believe you. I'll believe it when I see it.
That's fucking sick.
I couldn't even sleep that night. It felt like fucking Christmas Eve. I wake up the next morning to a message from Mike Mace at 6 a.m. on the dot. He's like, all caps, dude, they roasted you. And I just wake up, roll over, go straight to my podcast app, turn it on. I'm like, how far do I fast forward? He was like, 15 minutes or so. I go to it. And yeah, they just roasted me. And I remember the funniest thing is when Hank was, he was like, Big Cat goes, who are we giving away money to this time? And Hank just goes, Breck Fox. And Big Cat's just like, Breck Fox? What the fuck? And Henry's trying to spell my name out. He's like, B-R-B-R-B-R-E-K. And yeah, and as you said, they were in Cali. He was like, Breck sounds like he has a hat so big that it like goes over his earlobes. he has a collection of inline skates that he stops on. And then they're just like, wow, fuck, Breck Fox, yeah, you won free money. And then yeah, that was that.
So yeah, we're definitely gonna have to,
that I haven't heard from in years text me like, that's awesome. But they only sent me $10, but shit, man, I would have sent the $10 back if they roasted me again.
I was going to say $10, but like $1 million worth of fun memories. But like, I'll never forget, like I got a Snapchat from Mike, and like it had like Breck's name, and it was like just the video. It was when he still had his old, it was when he still had the old pickup truck. And it's just a video of him.
Big Blue.
Yeah. It was just him videotaping the radio system, Big Blue, like zooming in and out. And I was like, and it had the volume up. I was like, work. I was like, what are you saying? And then I replayed it and I put it back. I was like, holy shit, they said it again. And like, I just, for the whole morning, I was just listening to part of my take. I was like, I fucking know Breck Fox. I know
it. Yeah, I think that was the last week they did it, actually. And the funniest part of that little clip is if you listen closely while Hank is spelling my name out, you can just hear Big Cat lean away from the mic and just goes, holy fuck. Like, just simply because of my name. It's like,
Breck definitely going to tag them. Dude, that would actually, low-key, that'd be great. Yeah, we tag them, and we're like, we have Breck Fox on a podcast. And we just
do every year when it comes up on my Snapchat memories, I post it straight to my story.
Yeah, it's a great, oh man. Yeah, no, I'll definitely, if you send me the Snapchat, I'll put that part as the, I'll put that part as the, like, part of our promo video. He's got a cat.
Yeah, the bad thing, yeah, that's my, yeah, he's annoying, Oliver.
But, oh, no,
yeah,
the bad thing about Snapchat is,
when I send that to you, it's going to send us like 3 or 4 different snaps because it's a 40-second video. Okay. So I'll probably just screen record it and text it to you.
That's fine. I'm definitely going to use that. But that was definitely all the topics I had, fellas. Do we have anything else? Do you guys have anything we want to open on? Anything we want to discuss or chop up?
I got nothing.
Okay. All righty.
I hate to bring it up, but what was that atmosphere like in MSG the other night? It looked insane.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's obviously weird going to like a stadium to see like everybody dressed in their Rangers gear to not like actually see a game and just watch it on the screen. But there were some DJs out there. They were playing some good music. Definitely did some drinking. Not too pleased with the result, but what better place to watch your team go out than you know, at the stadium, surrounded by fans, you know, cheering them on for the season. I mean, they definitely overachieved this season. So I was definitely
pleased. It was supposed to be a rebuild, wasn't it? Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they really fast-tracked that rebuild. You know, obviously the goalie had a lot to do with it, but
very bright future for sure. Yeah, Rangers are going to be around for a while with that squad if they can keep them together. Yeah,
yeah. I guess it's just going to be a matter of how they retool it, who they want to keep, if they're going to, you know, let some people go. I've heard some rumors about bringing in Artemi, Patrick Kane, reuniting him with Artemi Panarin. I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on that, but that would definitely be blockbuster.
That would be huge.
It's New York. You got to get those rumors going. Yeah.
Well, definitely a destination where everybody wants to go.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to play at MSG?
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
And y'all obviously have one of the craziest fan bases out there.
Yeah, definitely. You're up there with Toronto for sure. Just rapid fans.
I will say it's nice that John Tavares has not won a playoff series since he's left the Islanders. So that's... Still holding on to that.
Poor exit for sure.
Yeah. So, but
fellas, it's been real. It's been fun. We've had some laughs. We didn't cry, but we had some laughs. I want to thank you all for joining. It's been super fun. And like I said, now that you've been on, any other episode you guys want to jump on, you're more than welcome to. I arguably think people are gonna like this list. More than the first episodes. No offense to JD and Kai. I think people are gonna like this a little bit more. Again, I can't thank you enough for joining. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, it's been great.
Hopefully next time we hop on, Burb and Flynn can join.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the next one, man. This was fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely it was nice to re-meet see you guys and yeah, I definitely want to be back on. This was awesome.
Oh, we're gonna do some. See, that's the best part. We got a lot of plays to be made. Don't worry, we got a lot of stuff going on. But we'll definitely wrap this one up. Definitely put a stamp on it. Stick around, you guys. If you want to stick around a little bit, talk a little more afterwards, you're more than welcome to. But with that, we'll go ahead and hit that outro music. We'll catch you later, fellas.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Peace.